I'll just turn that theme music down because I want you to have a listen to this and then tell me what you are preparing for in your brain. Are you ready to go back in time? Isn't it amazing how we can hear something and straight away it triggers something else in our brain? Now, I wanted to do that test on you quickly. Firstly, because I want to show you how to include similar types of triggers when we map out what we're going to say in an interview and how we're going to say it. But I also wanted to play it for you because I do want to take you back in time to a story that you might have already heard here on the Penny Drop, but I want you to hear it again because it's a great little reminder of what can happen if we turn up to be an interview guest without a useful map. Okay, so let's go back in time to episode 45 of The Penny Drop. Cue sound effect. In 2007, me and my then boyfriend, now husband Barney, went to LA and we were staying at Santa Monica Pier. We wanted to do all the touristy stuff, you know, Hollywood Boulevard, the Hollywood sign. And it wasn't until we got there that we realized how massive LA is and how kind of useless the public transport system is, and that it's really tricky to get from place to place. And so we decided that we would hire a car. And what did we pick? Of course we did. A black Mustang convertible, because we really wanted to go particularly to the Hollywood sign. So we're at the hire car place, and I remember we were just about to take off, and the guy who served us said, "Do you want to hire a TomTom for $50? Remember TomToms? Like, this was well before Google Maps. But we were on kind of a backpacker's budget. $50 seemed way too much. And plus, we could see the Hollywood sign. We knew where we were going. And I do remember that we had one of those brochures that the hotel gives you. Like, and on the back of it, there's that map of the city with like five arterial roads and a big star that says you are here. So we had that, we could see the sign, we thought we'll be fine. No way are we spending our $50 on that. And we were fine for about 2 minutes. LA traffic is hectic. Oh my, I'm surprised we got married. And I remember that there was one point when we were coming down this curved slip lane. So here we are. We're in a black Mustang convertible for my husband, who's Australian. It feels like he is driving on the wrong side of the car, on the wrong side of the road. And we come around the corner and suddenly we're merging into 8 lanes of traffic and we're on our way to Mexico. And I just remember very usefully pointing out the back of the car at the Hollywood sign and saying, "But we're meant to be there." Yes, yes, we were. It was a little bit tense in that car for a while. And look, I think what I remember learning on that particular trip is that it's not enough to have a destination. We really do need some directions to get there. We need a map. Oh, that was a tough day. It was a tough day, but I reckon the sentiment holds up. We can't just have some random talking points and expect that we'll be able to navigate our way through an interview. We need a TomTom, like a proper roadmap that will help plant triggers, stay on track and feel in control of any potential detours or obstacles that the interviewer might throw our way. So let's go through 3 things that we can do to map out our interviews. Step 1, connect the dots. Another handy little sound effect. So yeah, this is just like the activity we used to do as kids. This is about plotting the stuff that we care about next to the stuff our audience cares about so that we can end up with a clear picture that makes sense and has meaning for everyone. Now, there's a really quick 5-minute exercise that you can do and you just need 3 columns. Now, I don't expect you to do this right now, particularly not if you're driving, but maybe just take note of the process. So in the first column, write down 5 topics that the audience you're preparing to speak with cares about. Now, this is based on the work that you did in the recce. If you've got no idea what I'm talking about, then just scroll back in your feed and listen to last week's episode. In the second column, write down a sentence they would say out loud to describe a common problem or a challenge that they might have with each of those topics. And then finally, in the third column, write down something from your body of work that's going to help them. It might dissolve the challenge, or it might help them think differently about the problem. And that's it. You've just plotted out which bits of your knowledge or expertise is going to be most useful to talk about in the interview. So connect the dots. Step two, write the script. Now, this is a script that you are never going to read out loud. In fact, if you did do that, you would probably sound quite ridiculous and awkward. But it's the process of writing the script that will make sure you're really well prepared to give a great answer, no matter the question you're asked. And I reckon the best scripts are made up of five parts per key message. Look, I know when I say it like that, it sounds like a lot, but don't worry about it. It's really simple. And in fact, I've got a worksheet that you can download straight from my website. Just look for free resources at pennyterry.com and it'll help you through the whole process. But let's just quickly go through the five parts. So part one, the word. How do you sum up your key message in one word? So this leans on a technique known as headlining, which is where we lead with the most important bit of our key message first for impact and clarity. So what's the word? Second part, the myths. It's really useful to be able to talk about the common misconceptions that your audience has about your key topic and to be able to say them out loud. So you need to understand the myths. The barriers. Okay, so it's empathy time. This is where we make it okay for our audience to be holding on to those misconceptions because there's something in the way that's stopping them from considering a different perspective or doing something in a different way. So we've got the word, the myths, the barriers, and then part number four, the truth. Oh yeah. It is boom time. This is where you reveal your truth. So the sentence that clearly explains your key message, followed by the benefits they can expect. So the word, the myths, the barriers, the truth, and finally, and very importantly, the story. So this is where we plant those triggers. So chances are by this stage, you've given your audience enough information that they can make sense of what you're talking about. Now we want them to make meaning of it. So we provide a real life example, something that they can picture in their head, complete with some supporting evidence and a call to action that's going to help your key message find a home in their memory. And that's it. That's how you write your script, which takes us right along to step three. You're following along. It's three steps to creating a map. The first one is connect the dots. The second one is write the script. And the third one is tick the boxes. And this step always reminds me of the book The Rosie Project by Graeme Simsion. If you haven't read it, it's the story of a genetics professor who created a questionnaire so that he could figure out if a potential girlfriend would be a good fit. Now, if interview hosts were to have similar questionnaires for their interview guests, which we don't, so don't panic, but if we did, I'm about to go through the boxes that you'd need to tick before we put you behind the mic. So the first one is about your content. Is your content relevant? Is it current? And is there something exclusive about it? Something that you're going to give me that you're not going to give anyone else? The next thing is about your character. Are you informed? Are you in tune with my audience? And are you interesting? And finally, I want to know about your capacity to actually turn up and do the interview. So what I want to know is, are you findable? Like, can I reach you? Can I contact you? Are you flexible? If I need to move things around or change the topics a little bit, will you be okay with that? And are you comfortable behind the mic? I want to know that you're low risk. And again, if you want to write the perfect pitch that ticks all the boxes, you'll find a worksheet on my website, pennyterry.com. So that's it. That's how you map out your content so that you can navigate any interview with confidence. You connect the dots, you write the script, and you tick the boxes. And once you've done it, you won't have to worry about getting lost or being led down a path that feels risky, but instead, you'll know where you're going and you'll know how to get there. And I reckon you'll even have a bit of fun along the way. But as we know, having a map is one thing, using it is another altogether. So next week on The Penny Drop, we're going to learn the best way to do a test run. In the meantime, big favour, and I know I do this at the end of every episode, but this one is a little bit different. I reckon you know someone who needs to hear this. Have you got someone in your head? So when you get the opportunity, maybe even like right now while I'm talking, if you could grab your phone, find the three little dots next to this episode, then find the copy link or share this episode link, and then whack it in a message and send it off to someone who will find this useful. So maybe someone who gets asked to do interviews a lot, is looking for some media training or wants to get more interviews. And you can blame me. Tell them I made you send it. I don't care. I'm totally fine with that. Whatever is going to help this kind of information get to the people who need it. Now, I have given you a lot of jobs in this episode, a lot of links to click on. All of the details that you need are in the show notes. You are welcome, and I will talk to you next week.